in the limelight.
Educators and institutions from around the world have come forward as part of a vibrant and growing international movement in opposition to Israeli regime colonization and apartheid. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written jointly by Emma Klein and Cameron Payne, authors. This article is published under the heading, Seattle Teachers Stand with Palestine. Stay tuned for more. In response to the ongoing Israeli regime colonization, occupation, and bombardment of Gaza, the West Bank and East Al-Quds, on June 14, 2021, Seattle Education Association, C, representatives passed a new business item, NBI, in solidarity with the people of Palestine. Rooted in the principles of justice, human rights, and equality, the recommendation endorses the Palestinian call to boycott, divest, and sanction, or BDS movement, the Israeli regime, and the end the deadly Exchange Seattle campaign. The NBI passed by a 90% yes vote of Representatives Assembly. As Palestinian educators and members of C, they stand in strong support of this monumental recommendation. Palestinians are enduring a brutal Israeli regime occupation that has crushed the lives of millions of Palestinians and expelled hundreds of thousands from their homes. This issue may feel far away, but it is anything but. U.S. law enforcement agencies, including the Seattle Police Department, have participated in exchanges with Israeli regime forces, training with them on policies such as surveillance, restrictions of movement, repression of social movements, torture and violence. We see these tactics carried out by the SPD in the horrific murders of Charlina Lies, Terry Carver, Derek Hayden, Damiris Butts, Isaiah Obetz, Tommy Lee, Eugene Nelson, Robert J. Lightfeather, and countless others who have lost their lives at the hands of the SPD. Gazan students are unable to secure study permits to access educational opportunities in the West Bank, let alone internationally, forcing many students to drop out of school and repressing the academic output of Gaza. Roadblocks and curfews across the occupied territories lead to school closures for months at a time. The Zionist regime detention of Palestinian minors without charge and accountability disrupts Palestinian youth from accessing education and leads to deep trauma. The activist said, "In Seattle, we see trauma at the hands of SPD and the school-to-prison pipeline. BIPOC children and families are disproportionately targeted by police and incarcerated. As an academic institution that claims educational justice for all, it is crucial that Seattle public schools stand with students and families denied their right to education from Seattle to Palestine. This is not complicated at all." They said, "We cannot continue obscuring the power dynamics and systematic racism at play and equating state violence with the retaliation of the powerless, calling for justice and holding Israeli regime accountable for its behavior." In the last year, Seattle Public Schools, SPS, released two official statements in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter, BLM, movement. BLM unequivocally stands for an end to incarceration, borders, racism, ethnic cleansing, and police brutality. The Zionist regime is mobilized by incarceration, borders, racism, ethnic cleansing, and police brutality. To stand with the BLM movement is to stand with the principles of the BLM movement in a global context, the activist said. The same way the United States systematically oppresses black lives and people of color, the Zionist regime is systematically oppressing Palestinians, Afro-Palestinians, as well as Jews of color. The Zionist regime is doing this with $4 billion in aid per year from the U.S. regime. Those who identify as Zionists cannot stand for Black Lives Matter. These two things cannot exist at the same time. Historically, some of the most iconic activists for Black Lives have irrefutably stood with Palestine and expressed the importance of Palestinian liberation. The C resolution is not an isolated action. Educators and institutions from around the world have come forward as part of a vibrant and growing international movement in opposition to the Zionist regime colonization and apartheid. Weeks ago, the United Educators of San Francisco and chapter chairs of the United Teachers of Los Angeles passed similar resolutions in solidarity with Palestinians. The teachers said, "As C members and educators, we are proud to stand with Palestinian families, faculty, employees, and students of Seattle Public Schools. We will work to ensure that our recommendation is upheld, and we call on brave individuals and institutions like our own to join us. With each step, our movement in support of Palestine is growing."